medical standpoint, how confident are you can play Sunday and will play Sunday?
Very confident. You know, there's nothing telling me that I'm not playing. You know, of course, we're going to go work out before the game just to give it an extra go. But I've been, you know, participating and doing everything. And off the field, I've been doing as much as I can to get back out there.
Jonathan, we never let you forget that last year's defense was ranked last in the league. As you start this season, how much of a motivator does that provide, just in the sense of we're certainly not going to be that bad?
It's a huge motivator. You know, when we're all prideful men, you know, in this locker room, and, you know, we're a prideful group of, this is a prideful organization, you know, and how we won in the past, before I got here, of course, you know, when Jesse Armstead was here, and Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, all those guys, you know, those all defensive guys, you know, those defenders took the teams deep in the playoffs and took the teams to the Super Bowls, and you know, and in order for us to have success as a team, we have to be better defensively. And I think we've taken the right steps in that direction.
You mentioned it being surreal, being named the captain. Did this just totally catch you by surprise?
I want to say yes, but it was actually one of my goals for the year. You know, I try to set goals, and I'm going on my eighth year. I've never been a captain. You know, I was a captain in high school, a captain in college, and, you know, I feel like that was the next step for me, you know, just taking it there and, you know, using my knowledge and everything that I've learned over the years and the success I've had in the different organizations I've been in, you know, and applying it here and helping out not only myself but the people that's around me.
Were there specific things that you were trying to do to accomplish that?
Well, just continue to be me. You know, I feel like last year I established my role, you know, playing-wise, and, you know, being a first-year guy is kind of hard to really get the guys, you know, on your side, or even, you know, have, you know, guys actually know what you're about, you know, and having the whole off season, you know, and having the full season, the off season, and then training camp, you know, I think the guys really saw what I was about and, you know, what my makeup was about, and even the coaches, you know, got a good feeling and see what I was really about.
Did anyone tell you why they voted for you, or, you know, why they thought you were the right guy?
Not really. I've been getting the El Capitan jokes and stuff from the guys and, you know, a couple of guys. And the biggest thing for me is, you know, when I hear from somebody like, I don't know, like a DRC or a Leon Hall, who's played longer than me in the league, and saying, like, you know, I'm glad my vote didn't go to waste, you know, and, you know, well-deserved, you know, like, that means so much to me from guys that's played in the league as long as they have and, you know, won games and been to a Super Bowl like DRC has been. And, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, it's very humbling.
What is your leading style? Are you more lead by example, or are you a vocal leader?
A little bit of both. You know, I feel like when the time's necessary, when, you know, the opportunity is there for me to say things, you know, I'll try to do it. I'm always talking to the younger guys and guys that, you know, don't really know exactly what it is to be a pro. You know, you got to learn to do it. You know, you just don't come in this game and be a good pro. You know, you have to learn to do it, and it's an acquired skill, and it's acquired thing that you have to go through, and also your play, you know, and being available and being accountable on the field. And, you know, I feel like besides me, you know, being out for the last few weeks because of my rib, you know, I've been trying to be as consistent as I possibly can on the field, and you know, getting guys lined up and making those plays.
Does any added responsibility come with it now that you actually have the title?
I don't know, this is my first time, so you know, we'll see, you know, but I'm always willing to do whatever the coaches need from me, my players, my guys, my friends, you know, my buddies need from me. You know, it's a family here, you know, and I felt that since I walked in the door last year when Coughlin was the head coach, and, you know, McAdoo's picked up his culture, and he established his own culture as well. And, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, keep it going and letting history be on our side, you know, and taking from what we've learned from, you know, Jesse Armstead's in our room. You know, he's always around. I know you guys see him. We see him, and that's huge, having a guy like that always around. Banks is always around. You know, Carl's always around, and, you know, having those guys remind you of the importance of being great defenders, and actually being the New York defense, and you know, representing.
You were here last year, obviously, with a lot of injuries up and down this roster, especially the defensive side. I mean, When captains go out for the season, when guys are voted captains, then they go out for the season. There was talk going into this year about leadership. Where's the leadership going to come from? What have you seen from leadership in this locker room?
Well, I think number one, we've done a great job collectively at staying healthy. You know, besides my rib, like there's not too many guys on the injury report, which is it's really rare. You know, I've been around, I've seen it. I've seen, you know, teams start the league, start the year with 10 guys on IR, you know, who's considered starters or, you know, important role players. And, you know, and besides that, you know, people taking responsibility for their own action, you know, being responsible for, you know, learning the playbook, making plays, being accountable, you know, and that starts individually. And then when you can do it individually and, you know, people start seeing that, the young guys start seeing that and they start looking up to you, and then you can lead that way as well. And I feel like we've done that collectively as a unit. You know, you've seen guys come in like Darian Thompson, who's come in and learned the playbook as a rookie, a difficult playbook, and then going out there and really make rarely making mistakes. You know, he's very good. And, you know, I think that's a test to Landon doing that, being in his second year, and him learning from him. You know, so it's a snowball effect, it's a trickle down effect, and I feel like we're doing a good job at that.
You have 22 starters, too. You said all this healthy guys. You have 22 starters available for this opener, right? Why do you think that is? What was it that you guys were able to stay so healthy?
Combination of the training room and the weight room. You know, Aaron Wellman has come in and, you know, did what he needed to do, you know, tweaks and, you know, with the strength and conditioning program and, you know, focusing on what we needed, you know, and not, you know, doing anything unnecessary, you know, training-wise, sticking to football stuff and, you know, training the hamstrings a certain way and not overworking us, you know, and he's done a fantastic job combined with the training room, Ronnie Barnes. You know, I've been around, I've seen different locker rooms, I've seen different training rooms, and we have the best training staff in the league, by hands down.
Last question,